Okay, Tuesday night. I'm not depressed. It shows you that Avodas Hashem is much, much harder. It's taka harder. And especially the Chavis HaLavas always... Like you see in the Chavis HaLavas that he feels it's so important to have in the human experience something we can relate to. Because you can't just say, okay, love Hashem. But if you have something in the human experience where you experience love... Then you have like, oh, that's what it's supposed to feel like. That's what it's supposed to be like. And you have that. But if you don't have that, then you don't have... Parent-child relationship is totally corrupted. And Malchus has been bottled. It's not what you could think Malchus is bottled. That's my rant. I mean, it's good. You know, Hashem's in charge of history. Maybe there would be only evil Malachim now. So he took away the whole Malchus. Just like we don't deserve anymore to have people serve us. So he took away slavery. Slavery used to be a good thing. Right, that book I always recommend to everyone, Every Man a Slave. Wonderful, wonderful book. You see that slavery is a very hush of an institution. It's abhorrent to us. Like, what are you talking about? You should enslave another person? Yeah. He explains there... You got a good picture of why slavery was a good institution, but not anymore. Hashem sees or saw that we were no longer deserving of slavery. That Taka people did not deserve anymore to have other people enslaved by them. So that's the whole. Maybe that was the point of the Civil War, to kill off slavery. Taka. Maybe that's it. Even though it wasn't fought for that reason. That's like a. Was fought over states' rights, really. It wasn't fought over slavery. It was just a tactic that he used, Lincoln, to win the war. He wanted to make it into a moral issue. They didn't go to war over slavery. They went to war because they seceded from the Union. And they seceded from the Union, I don't know if they did it to keep slavery. Currency. They did it for their economies, with the cotton, with the fields. They needed slavery for their economies. It wasn't over slavery. It wasn't like a Lishma Mulchama about slavery. Yeah, hello, I'm reminding you to give a call. I don't know, I don't think you should wait too long. Okay, I don't know what happened there. I pressed the button. Okay, we're learning the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's Tuesday night, or Lechof Aleph Beis, whatever, Shvat. And we're still learning about Ribbis, that's right, because we don't cover too much ground any particular night. We're in Sifchav Gimel and Simon Samachay, and we're learning about different forms where something that would ostensibly seem like Ribbis is not. That's what we've been learning about the last few Seifim. Because Ribbis can take two forms in the different cases he's taking. He's not talking about straightforward loans. He's talking about business transactions. And any time you pay someone early, meaning before the transaction is made, you pay him early. And he gives you a break because you're paying early has the seeds of a problem. Because the money that he has from when you give it to him till when there's a transaction is like a loan, so that's a problem. If he gives you a break because you extended him a loan, that would be the words, and a penalty for paying late. So that's also like a loan. He's letting you keep the money that you are not entitled to keep anymore, but he's letting you keep it, so that's like a loan, and he's charging you for it, right? So those are the two forms of things that look like ribbis in business deals, in mekach u'memkar, giving a break because of paying early, and a penalty for paying late. Each one is like ribbis. So he gave examples of when it's mutter, when it's osur, when it is ribbis, when it's not ribbis. That's what we've been learning about. Simon paragraph chav gimel. Paragraph chav gimel continues in that vein. You promised a dowry for your daughter. This is very painful for me. I can't talk about this. But if you I have a daughter, by the way. If anybody wants to write a shidduch to my daughter, not only is there an adunya for the chasson, but there's shadchanas for the shadchan. What the? I just thought I'd mention that.
And a house.
A house for the shadchan. No. Stand in line behind the chasson. And bring a chair with you. Apparently, this was a common business deal, business transaction, and that's why he makes a point of it. You're going to posuk nedunya lebito, so you promised a dowry, but then you told the chosum, listen, I know I promised you $1 million. I don't have $1 million cash now. So you told them, listen, shekol shono sheyaniach chetzel is on a dunya, if you let me keep it and you don't demand it, because they did it in a way that it was binding, yitn lo kach v'kach scars, I'll give you a little more. I'll compensate you, I'll give you a little more. So the din is mutter, and he will explain why. Mutter, even though l'chora, you're giving him time to pay you, he owes you the money now, and now he's paying you later than he was supposed to, and he's therefore adding to the money that's owed. So that's l'chora not correct, not mutter. She'ein ze ela kamosuf lo nedunya. Because again, we saw before that in these derabbanan dekaribuses, sometimes the heter can be based on just partial the way we look at the transaction, the way we view it. So here, he's adding to the dowry. I'm giving him more dowry, that's all. He's not paying a penalty. Uchilu Omar lo, it's like he's saying like this. Ani nosin lecha matona kach v'kach l'zman ploni. You know, I'll give you whatever it is, $1 million by June. V'm lo eitun loch l'zman ploni. And, you know, this is all part of the dowry. He's saying, if I give you the dowry in June, it's $1 million. If I give it to you only in September, then the dowry is $1,100,000. The mutter, that's mutter. V'davka k'shehisnum came miyad b'shas k'siva satanoim. So you see, this is talking about not that he came to him when it was already due, and he said, pay up, Shver. And the Shver said, whoops, I don't have it. I'll give you more. That's not a problem. But if the Shas the Tznoim, if they wrote into the Tznoim, they used to write actual Tznoim, so they wrote into the Tznoim, and I guess they didn't write it as a penalty. They just wrote, you know, the dowry will be this much if it's given the first year, and if it's given the second year, it'll be this much. So you made those the stipulations of the dowry. I don't know if it would work in a sale of a house. If the builder says, if you pay me in June, then this is the price. If you pay me in August, this is the price. Doesn't work. Because the price is the price. Here it's because it's Nadunya. Because it's the nature of Nadunya. You're giving a present, so you're giving a bigger present. But the price of a house doesn't, that's gufaribbis. If you say this is the price, then you're already living in the house. You made the kinyan already.
Presents also could be ribbis.
Here there was no hischaivus yet. It's b'shas k'sivus hatanoim. There you owe the money as soon as you own the house. You owe the money. There's no point in time where you owe the money. There's no like equivalent to buying the house.
Isn't that
im kein hakol hu chiyuv echad? So it's all part of the structure. It's like he would say, if I give you cash, I'll give you $1 million. And if I give you stock options, I'll give you stock options in the worth of $1.5 million. So here, if I give you the dowry the first year, it's this much. If I give it the second year, it's that much. And that's built into your hischaivus. It would be like saying, I don't know, maybe you would have a shot of saying, let's say prices go up on houses in the summer when people move in. Mm-hmm. So if you say, if you hear there's something that kicks in the obligation, if you take occupancy, if you say, listen, if you take occupancy in the winter, then the price of the house is 1.5 million, mm-hmm, you know, shekel or whatever, dollars, whatever you want it to be. And if you take occupancy in the summer, then it's $1.75. Mm-hmm. So it's not a penalty for paying late. That's a reflection of the market And you're saying, look, if you buy the house at this point in time, this is the price, and if you buy it at this time, the price stocker goes up.
You just write market value.
What?
Straight market value.
Yeah, but, yeah.
What if someone announces when the prices are going up, but you can get it, like Elal says, the gas prices are going up, and in a week, prices are going up. But you can buy now your ticket for, you know, half a year from now.
So that's the question. But do you have to pay for it now? You see, the reason there's no ribbons in Elal, because you don't have to pay for it now.
I'm not sure if that's true.
They don't make you
a ticket.
They don't say only if you pay for it.
Well, you can't get a ticket without paying for it.
It's not true.
You can reserve it
for
like a week or something.
You order it now, it goes on a credit card.
I don't think they're saying only if you would reserve it without paying them money. If they lock you in, they're not interested in the money now. They're not doing it to get your money now. They're saying if you lock in now, the flight, then you can have it at today's rate, as long as you lock it in today. It's like we do with the hall, except with the hall, it's better because you do a kenyan. And you make a kenyan on the hall, so the transaction is taking place today, so we can give you whatever price we want. That's like buying a cartisio. You say the price of cartisios are going up tomorrow. If you buy it today, you can have it at today's price. So I think that's, well, if you buy it today, the ticket's like non-refundable.
Cartisio you use whenever you want. The ticket's dafka for later. Cartisio you could also use today.
I don't know. I don't want to pass it.
I would say
there's different elements.
It's not reserved a seat.
I'm not going to answer. Okay, it has to be looked into. The chibin are not loyal or shem chiyuv. Im kein hakolu chiyuv vechad. Avol the mishas kesivas hatnoim. But if he wrote the tanoim and he made up an amount he would give, and he was technically mischayev, he technically is obligated to give that amount. B'stam sach nedunya, and then he goes over to the choson after he's already obligated, and says, "Listen, if you give me a little more time to pay you, I'll give you a little more." So then it's aser. This is all if you structure it that way before any obligation was chal. But if an obligation was chal and then you want to change the tanoim because you want to take your time to pay him, then you have to get a heteriska and whatever.
Yeah.
What?